Enjoying Cambridge, Practical College English Course.
想在剑桥，大学实用英语综合教程，第二册。
Unit 1. Focus 1. Language Skills. Section 1. Model Passage Reading. Clothes make the man.
I don't like it, Tango complained again. I won't feel right walking up and down in that.
Shut up and put it on, the boss told him, and so, of course, Tango put it on.
The boss was half the size of Tango, but he was smart enough to dominate Tango as a servant. If they had given Tango a tail, he would have put it between his legs when the boss spoke.
Not bad, Tango had to admit, looking at himself in the mirror.
He pushed out his large chest and threw back his huge shoulders. Even the eel, who was the boss's working partner and who rarely opened his mouth, was stirred to speech.
Boy, he is handsome, he said.
No question about it. Tango looked good. The policeman's uniform might have been made by the best tailor in Paris. His little eyes looked brighter under the cap. They almost looked intelligent.
"Stop staring at yourself and wipe that dumb smile off your face," the boss said. "And listen, this is so easy a half-wit could do it. So maybe, if you try hard, you can too. All you do is walk up and down the street. Easy and slow, like a real policeman on his beat. Then if anybody hears us working in the house, they won't start asking questions. Keep walking until we come out. Then hang around a few minutes covering us. That's all there is to it. Now, you understand?"
"Sure," Tango said, his eyes moving to the mirror again.
"Then get going," the boss shouted.
Tango was a little nervous walking to the street the boss and the eel had picked out, but nothing happened. The house where the job was to be pulled off was in the middle of the block. Tango had rarely seen a street such as this one because he worked in the less fancy quarters of Paris. A little purse-snatching, a little shoplifting, he even panhandled. He took his time walking down the sidewalk, turned at the corner, and came back. While he was turning at the other corner, he saw a police officer. Such a sight would normally send him off as fast as his feet could move. He stared in fear. His palms were sweating. Then, with the officer a few feet from him, he raised his arm and saluted. The officer calmly returned the salute and passed by. Tango stood staring after him. He felt strange and thankful.
"Say," he said to himself, "say, you see that? I salute him, and he salutes right back. I guess I look good to him," he told himself. "I guess he doesn't see many policemen looking so good."
After a few more trips, he found an old lady pausing on the corner. Tango did not even see the fat purse in her hand. He stopped in front of her, saluted, and offered his arm. She looked at him with a sweet smile.
"Oh, thank you, officer."
"Please, madam," Tango said, "don't say a word." He paused. "That's what we're here for," he added, and saluted her with pride. A shabby man then came toward him. As he spotted Tango, he growled. "Stupid policeman," he cried. big bag of wind in a uniform. I spit on you, pig! The drunk cursed, and he spit on Tango. Something popped in Tango's head. He took hold of the drunk with one big hand and dragged him off down the street. When the boss and the eel returned from completing the job, Tango was in no mood to stop.
"You fool! What are you doing?" the boss asked in an angry whisper. "You want to spoil the whole job?"
And he struck Tango hard across the face. Feelings that can't be described filled Tango's head. He remembered the officer answering his salute. He remembered the old lady's sweet smile. And then he remembered the drunk had hurt him more than he could endure. With a face twisted in great anger, he rose to full size. While the boss and the eel stared at him in complete fear, Tango stuffed the shiny police whistle in his mouth and blew loud and long enough to bring all the police in Paris.
"Crooks! Robbers!" he declared. "I arrest you! I arrest you in the name of the law!"
New words.
Dominate.
Servant.
Tail.
Admit.
Mirror.
Chest.
Eel.
Stir.
Speech.
Handsome.
Uniform.
Tailor.
Cap.
Intelligent.
Stare.
Dumb.
Half-wit.
Fancy.
Purse.
Snatch.
Shoplifting.
Panhandle.
Sidewalk.
Officer.
Normally.
Fear.
Palm.
Sweat.
Salute.
Pause.
Madam.
Add.
Pride.
Shabby.
Growl.
Spit.
Curse.
Pop.
Drag.
Mood.
Whisper.
Spoil.
Strike.
Feeling.
Endure.
Twist.
Stuff.
Whistle.
Crook.
Robber.
Declare.
Law.
Proper noun.
Tangle.
Section 2. Listening and Speaking.
Listening. 1. Listen to a conversation on the text only once, and then fill in the blanks according to what you have just heard.
Play a policeman on this beat? Me?
Why not? Anyone can do it, even a half-wit. So if you try hard, you can too.
But how?
Just walk up and down the street to cover us. Take it easy so that no one will suspect you or ask questions if they hear us working in the house. That's all. Got it?
Yeah, but what if a real policeman comes by?
Stupid. Just imagine you are a real cop, too, and smile at him and salute him.
Boy, look at yourself in the mirror. Can't you see that you look so good and handsome in the policeman's uniform?
You are right. I do look good in the uniform. But I'm afraid that I can't help breaking into a run at the sight of a real cop, as I do usually.
You fool! We are doing a big job this time, and you can do anything but spoil it. Remember,
You'll get your share after we pull off the job. But if we fail, none of us can get out of trouble.
How about an exchange of our roles? You or the eel plays a cop, and I'll take the job from one of you. I know what to do in the house.
Shut up. You are good for nothing, and this is the best chance for you to prove yourself. So, do what I told you to do, and no more bargaining.
Be wise, young man, or you'll burn your fingers.
Two. Listen to a conversation twice, and then answer the questions.
Hi, Linda. I'm going to attend an international meeting in Sweden next week. What clothes do you think I should take along for that cold climate?
Well, Maria, I think you'll need several changes of business-type clothes, and also some evening clothes for parties and social gatherings.
Yes, there'll be formal dinners and a dance during the meeting.
No problem. Let's start with your business suits and dresses. You'll want them warm, so all wool would be most suitable. Have you thought about a fur coat?
That's exactly what I had in mind. I guess I'll also get one or two brand dresses. I won't look out of place in them there, will I?
No, you won't. You should look professional and smart. A couple of lively colored dresses will give you a nice change from time to time.
Good idea. Thanks for your advice, Linda.
My pleasure.
Now listen again, please.
Hi, Linda. I'm going to attend an international meeting in Sweden next week. What clothes do you think I should take along for that cold climate?
Well, Maria, I think you'll need several changes of business-type clothes, and also some evening clothes for parties and social gatherings.
Yes, there'll be formal dinners and a dance during the meeting.
No problem. Let's start with your business suits and dresses. You'll want them warm, so all wool would be most suitable. Have you thought about a fur coat?
That's exactly what I had in mind. I guess I'll also get one or two brand dresses. I won't look out of place in them there, will I?
No, you won't. You should look professional and smart. A couple of lively colored dresses will give you a nice change from time to time.
Good idea. Thanks for your advice, Linda.
My pleasure.
Three. Listen to a passage twice and choose the best answer to each question.
Sam Sullivan was once a normal person, like everyone else. But one skiing accident changed Sullivan's life. He broke his neck when he was 19 while skiing at Cypress Mountain. Since then, he has become disabled. After years of struggling to regain the use of his hands, he was able to get movement in his shoulders and arms. He decided to live with what he had. The young man, who loved the piano and enjoyed reading, came back to life. He took classes to earn a degree in business administration. Suddenly, the world was without limit. Although he's a disabled man, he has made a lot of contributions to society in recent years. And he has become a well-respected man in Canada. In November 2005, he was elected mayor of the city of Vancouver. Vancouver is the host city of the 2010 Winter Olympics. At the closing ceremony of the 2006 Games in Italy, the Olympic flag was handed over to Sullivan to wave it. But for Sullivan, who hasn't been able to fully use his arms in 27 years, grasping the flag was not an easy thing. Mayor Sullivan says, receiving the Olympic flag was an opportunity of a lifetime. He admitted he was more than a little nervous about waving the flag. However, he decided to do his best to wave it for the world to see.
Questions. 1. What was Sam Sullivan's decision after he had broken his neck?
2. In what field or major did Sam Sullivan earn a degree?
3. Which of the following can explain the reason for people's respect for Sam Sullivan?
4. Where was the 2006 Winter Olympics held?
5. Which of the following is not an easy thing for Sam Sullivan? 6. Now listen again, please.
Sam Sullivan was once a normal person, like everyone else. But one skiing accident changed Sullivan's life. He broke his neck when he was 19 while skiing at Cypress Mountain. Since then, he has become disabled. After years of struggling to regain the use of his hands, he was able to get movement in his shoulders and arms. He decided to live with what he had. The young man, who loved the piano and enjoyed reading, came back to life. He took classes to earn a degree in business administration. Certainly, the world was without limit. Although he's a disabled man, he has made a lot of contributions to society in recent years. And he has become a well-respected man in Canada. In November 2005, he was elected mayor of the city of Vancouver. Vancouver is the host city of the 2010 Winter Olympics. At the closing ceremony of the 2006 Games in Italy, the Olympic flag was handed over to Sullivan to wave it. But for Sullivan, who hasn't been able to fully use his arms in 27 years, grasping the flag was not an easy thing. Mayor Sullivan says, receiving the Olympic flag was an opportunity of a lifetime. He admitted he was more than a little nervous about waving the flag. However, he decided to do his best to wave it for the world to see.
Questions. 1. What was Sam Sullivan's decision after he had broken his neck?
2. In what field or major did Sam Sullivan earn a degree?
3. Which of the following can explain the reason for people's respect for Sam Sullivan?
4. Where was the 2006 Winter Olympics held?
5. Which of the following is not an easy thing for Sam Sullivan?
Speaking. Reference answer. At a fashion store.
Good morning, Ms. Can I help you?
I'd like to buy a pair of jeans.
Blue or any other kind?
Blue and stonewashed, please.
What size do you take?
Well, I don't know exactly. Perhaps medium size.
All right, Ms. Look at these jeans. Do you like them?
Ah, this pair is lovely. But it seems too large.
How about this one?
I like it. How much is it?
Renminbi 280 yuan.
Can I try it on?
Yes. The fitting room is over there.
What do you think of it on me?
You look very nice in that jeans.
I think I'll take it.
All right. I'll wrap it up. Will you pay at the counter over there, please?
Focus 2. Language Use. Section 1. Practical Reading.
types and personalities. Have you ever been afraid of or attracted to someone just because of the way the person looks? When you first meet someone, it is not unusual to react to his or her appearance. But these are first impressions, and most people assume that it takes time to find out what someone is really like. It is possible, however, that a person's appearance reveals more than we realize. According to some experts, a person's face, head, and body can reveal a great deal about personality. Since ancient times, people have practiced the art of physiognomy, or reading character from physical features. The ancient Greeks compared the human face to various animals and birds, such as the eagle and the horse. They believed people shared certain character traits with the animals they resembled. A person with a horse-like face was thought to be loyal, brave, and serious. A person with an eagle-like nose was believed to be bold, as well as self-important and self-centered. Physiognomists study such features as the shape of the head, the lengths and thickness of the neck, the color and thickness of the hair, and the shape of the nose, mouth, eyes, and chin. They believe that round-faced people are self-confident. High cheekbones show strength of character, while a pointed nose reveals curiosity. Heavy, arched eyebrows belong to a decisive individual, while thin, arched eyebrows signal an active personality. Almond-shaped eyes reveal an artistic nature. Round, soft eyes belong to dreamers. Downturned lips reveal a proud character, while a long pointed chin indicates someone who likes to give orders. A related, though not as ancient, art is phrenology, the study of the bumps on the head. Phrenologists have identified 40 bumps of various shapes and sizes on the human head. They read these bumps to identify a person's talents and character. For example, a bump between the nose and upper part of the face is said to be present in people who have natural style and a love of beauty. A bump behind the curve of the ear is the sign of an adventurous person. Phrenologists are not so much interested in health as they are in character and personality. They believe, for example, that a bump in the center of the forehead is typical of people who have a good memory and a desire for knowledge. A small bump at the top of the head indicates a person who has strong moral character, while a bump just below this one is a sign of generosity and a kind, good nature. Phrenologists say a bump just above the tip of the eyebrow is found in people who love order and disciplining, and a rise at the very back of the head is evident in people who are very attached to their families. Phrenology was developed in the early 19th century by Franz Joseph Gall, a doctor in Vienna. His interest began at school when he noticed that boys with big eyes seem to have the best memories. This led him to believe that a connection existed between appearance and ability. Dr. Gall's research interested many people, but he was ridiculed by other doctors. When he died in 1828, he was a poor and bitter man. It was only many years later that Dr. Gall's theory found support among doctors and scientists, and today the art of phrenology is still popular.
New words.
Bump.
Attract.
React.
Appearance.
Impression.
Assume.
Reveal.
Expert.
Ancient.
Physiognomy.
Character.
Physical.
Feature.
Eagle.
Trait.
Resemble.
Horse-like.
Loyal.
Eagle-like.
Bold.
Physiognomist.
Chin.
Self-confident.
Cheekbone.
Curiosity.
Arched.
Eyebrow.
Decisive.
Active.
Almond-shaped.
Artistic.
Downturned.
Indicate.
Related.
Phrenology.
Phrenologist.
Talent.
Style.
Curve.
Adventurous.
Forehead.
Memory.
Knowledge.
Generosity.
Discipline.
Evident.
Attached.
Ridicule.
Bitter.
Theory.
Proper nouns.
Franz Joseph Gall.
Vienna.